Hello, 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 hello. How's everybody doing today? It's your boy Josh.
Why you look? Why you sounding so fancy? Hey guys, it's your girl Carla.
Why you sounding so fancy? You sound real professional.
Well, yeah, because you're talking professionally, so I feel the peer pressure.
All right. Let me loosen up. Let me stop being outside. Que lo que mi gente, aquí estamos en Deo.
Okay.
Nah. But what's up, my Latin X Nation?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What the Fuck Latinx, the podcast where Josh and Carla talk about the Latin culture. What is it? What do we eat? What's our history?
Our traditions. And multiple chancletas being thrown at you, and you dodging them like it's the Matrix.
Why do we get chancletas thrown at us? That should be a whole other episode on itself.
That, you know what?
And the answer is because of everything. Anything you will do will get you a chancleta.
Yo, why you breathing? Chancletazo. Pow. Why you look at me like that? Chancletazo. Pow.
¿Por qué tú me estás mirando mal?
Yo, it's 6:01. Why you not sleeping yet? Chancletazo. Pow.
Why you think you can respond to me and talk to me like
yo,
that?
Yo, did you not eat food?
Yo me pasé slaving. Cooking that food for you not to eat it?
I've been slaving over a hot stove all day for you to take two bites
so
out of that?
So fucking eat it now.
Bah!
Damn. We got serious trauma.
And God forbid that you leave them leftovers in the fridge for more than a day. You better eat them leftovers. So yeah, guys, the power of the chancleta in the Latino household is crazy. It's almost like it has supernatural powers.
Speaking of supernatural, ton. I wish, you see, if we would have tried to do that, planned, that wouldn't have worked. But anyways.
But since I'm a clown and then, you know, it's off the cuff, just on the fly.
Off the cuff.
Right? Off the cuff?
Sure. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Dude.
Okay. Today's episode, we're doing things...
slightly different.
Again, I feel like we say that every episode.
It's not slightly different just because we have done random rants in the past.
We just never posted them because we lost them.
DK, oh my God. Let's not go back there. the story of the lost files.
But.
The many times where we have hit play and record and the computer ghost hits pause.
Computer ghost.
It has to be a ghost, bro.
It's doesn't load.
Yo,
so
think about how many times we've hit play.
I know.
And we're both like, yo, we hit play, right? You hit play. Oh, yeah, I saw it playing. And then we go back. No episode recorded.
Well, speaking of ghosts, today's episode is going to be about, drumroll. We definitely, you can donate to us at anchor.fm/whatthefucklatinx if you want to help with our... What is this?
With our sound effects.
Yeah, we don't have any because we're poor. But anyway, it's a work in progress. So,
we getting there.
Do I do the honors or do you?
I'll do the honors, man. Yo, we're going to talk about ghost stories.
Yes. So the structure of this episode is going to be a little bit different because instead of having specific knowledge or specific information about a topic, like usually we do the history, we're going just to rant about it and talk more about what our thoughts about it
and just go off. It's like, yeah, basically.
So these episodes are going to be called Random Rants, in which we rant about what the fuck are these things and
how and typically how they relate to us.
And we're also going to read, I'm going to read a few,
Carla got some spooky shit for y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to go into the Reddit world of legends and paranormal.
Oh, no.
And I'm really curious as to what other people's experience are there in the paranormal world.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, let's get started. Wait, so what is this episode? Random Rant?
Ghost Stories.
Yes.
Or we can call it paranormal experiences. Nah, I like ghost stories better.
No, because mine's technically not a ghost story.
You know what?
We did the homework wrong.
It's just spooky stuff.
Random Rant Spooky Stuff.
Random Rant Spooky Stuff.
One of our most popular episodes, it's you guys definitely absolutely really like the like What the Fuck Latinx Legends. The
Legends, yes.
So this is going to be kind of like a new branch off of that where I have a fascination for crime stories and paranormal stuff.
Love them.
And I'm just slowly integrating to the podcast something that has totally nothing to do with it, but totally completely everything to do with it.
What do you mean? No, yo, I know way too many Latinos that love murder and horror shit.
You know what it is? I feel like it's definitely part of a lot of our growth. Like, I remember growing up and seeing specific, like, I don't want to say cold cases. Well, yeah, cold cases like Rolandito and, like, stuff like that. I haven't heard any of that shit since, like, I was little. Like, I don't know what happened. It's still not solved. We don't know.
And you know what's going on.
There's just a lot of Latino cases that obviously we don't have the same access to information that we do here. Mm-hmm. And paranormal. Like, what's, like, our paranormal creatures and stuff like that. So, this episode is going to be random rant, paranormal stuff.
All right, bet. Okay. Sounds perfect.
Cool. So, you're going to start. What's your story about?
I have multiple stories. Just because growing up, me and my mother both have, like this intense sixth sense.
Sixth sense?
No, I swear to God. Like, my mother can feel energies and demons. And even today, when we were at the thrift store, we both walked into the room, and immediately, I'm like, yo, there's a lot of energy in here. It felt heavy.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like it. I don't like this. Get out of here.
And when Carla said that, I'm like, oh, shit, you can feel that, too. So growing up, it was like me and my mother would feel negative stuff that would linger in the household, and it's just creepy as hell.
I actually think it's pretty funny that you mentioned it because I totally forgot that we went to a thrift store today. But that did happen. So where do we start? Mommy sent me out to get stuff, and then what was it? I went to the post office, Let's keep going down to the Benches store, which had a lot of cool stuff, paintings and clothing and
like
brooches. How do you say it?
Brooches.
Brooches. Okay, cool.
Yo, they had bats encased in like,
oh my God, it was
resin.
And there's a baby pig in a jar.
They had a baby chick that was like taxidermied.
I forgot about that. There was two. There was another bird in a cage that was taxidermied as well.
And there was also an endless supply of like Harley Quinn stuff.
Oh yeah, that's totally, we could have made money out of that.
Yo, there was a shit ton of vintage shit, like your childhood, like old Looney Tunes, like Daffy Duck. And
there was a paper that was framed, and it was literally from 1879 or something.
No, I thought it was 1703.
No, it was in the 1870 something.
Okay.
I remember being like 1800s. And it was, like, from, mind you, we live in Massachusetts. It was, like, a paper from the Senate from 1870-something from New York where they were talking about, like, some signature. And, like, it had a president's signature. So I feel like we should have probably bought that and, like, sold
it. Dude, who knows? Might be real, might be not. They even had, like, the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Oh, my God, yeah, and framed.
All sorts of, like, old.
I feel like vintage treasures.
They looked vintage, too. It didn't look like it was something that was, like,
nah. But there's also, like, that creepy white mirror.
Yo, the mirror. The mirror.
Say it like that.
Because the mirror had, like,
it was, like, these yellow.
Had these wavy curves to it. Ugh. It was real decadent and felt like ornate.
Yeah. There was another mirror too that was like, remember, it was long and then it had like a picture. On the top it had like a tiny picture, like the size of our phones, of like two era people like dressed in. It was so strange.
It was like a couple, right?
Yeah. It was a couple on the top that was like an era type of clothing, like a big dress and like weird
big dress,
suit.
The suit,
yeah, and then a mirror, and I'm like, I don't want them staring at me, dude, if I'm using that mirror.
Think about that. I'm always wary of mirrors because growing up, my mother would always tell me that.
Same.
They carry energy.
They're portals.
They're
what
portals.
My mom would say.
Yes, and you don't know. Sometimes you might get a mirror from somewhere, and there's energy that's been left over in there, negative energy that might bring otherworldly things into your house if you're not careful with it.
So then, like, I have a story about that. You see, this episode's already going great. I didn't think we were going to have so much to talk about this
topic. No, we definitely have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Well, like, I feel like I forget.
Like, we have our own little whatever stuff that we're going to talk about later, but we, like, the format is random, guys. This is definitely
that's why it's called a random rant.
This is, like, it's, like, I like to call them mental brain dumps.
Yeah, because I don't have the time to actually do the homework.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we had a cool day today.
Yeah, and, like, there's so much, like, I don't know. It seems so stupid from just, like, spending a day at that vintage store, but there are so many things that, there was, like, these wallets that were, like, from a long time ago, and these necklaces and the topaz, the rings.
Oof, the rings and the quartz stones, the amethyst stones. And
no, but I mean, like, there's some silver rings and the coins that looked, like, really old. And so, speaking about energies and stuff like that, I also definitely consider myself super sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why. I don't want to say bothered thinking about it or questioned it, but it's basically, like, I don't like, so when I was younger, I had, like, this is told, quote unquote, by my mother, and it's that I used to have, like, an imaginary friend that moved things around the house.
Oh,
so I was one of those creepy ass kids that my mom's like, what are you doing? Stop it and go clean your room. And then the door would creak, and then I would just, and then I'd laugh to myself, and my mom would be like, the fuck was that? And I'd be like, oh, it's him. That's another thing, is like, she doesn't tell me what its name was.
But she doesn't want you to call it.
Yeah, she tells me that if I say its name, it'll come to me again. So I would be like him, and then the door would slam. And so she bought sage, and she saged the house. And in the apartment complex where we live, there was, like, a berja, a fence.
A fence, yeah.
And there was, like, some loose, like, wild chickens behind it. And when she saged the house, basically, like, the chickens started, like, screaming crazy. You know, like, they...
Because animals are... They're just as sensitive as, like...
Yeah, but you know how chickens in particular, like, will make a lot of noise at 5 a.m. and then, like, they're pretty chill the rest of the day. And she did this around, like, 3 p.m. or something. Like, not maybe not 3 p.m., but, like, in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I was cleaning the room, and I was cleaning the house with sage, with the sage spade, which is kind of like the stick, not the incense. So she did it with a stick, and then the chickens started going crazy, all of them, like, running back and forth.
Like, immediately or, like, shortly after? Like,
immediately.
Yeah?
And so, and then she told me that, like, I never saw my imaginary friend again.
Oh, wow.
So then, like...
Dude, that shit is spooky, like, to think that you had... You were... I don't even want to call it a demon, but there was a spirit that you were connected with. And that
I don't think it was positive, because, like, a lot of weird shit used to happen in my childhood home. And I feel like...
If anything, I feel like the spirit was a mischievous child.
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't know. I have a... I don't want to say fear of the supernatural, but a sort of respect where... Sometimes I wonder what kind of things I was seeing that now as an adult, I'm like, I don't fuck with that. Keep it away from me. Like,
it's
I don't
out.
Know.
It's bugged out. I'm the same way. There's certain things that I won't do just out of superstition. Like, certain movies I just won't watch.
I don't think still to this day I've watched The Exorcist.
Certain movies I just won't watch just because it's like, there are certain energies and things that were channeled when making them. That I feel like still.
Oh my gosh, we should talk about that.
What?
Because The Exorcist is one of those movies that.
Bro, they were really like doing creepy ass shit.
Yeah, so they were saying that they were having trouble making it look realistic, and so it's rumored. And I guess I'll have to look into this more for like our next episode or something like that. But it was rumored that they were doing like satanical rituals and things like that, and playing with the Ouija board on set while and, like, recording the movie. Trying to call and
channel actual spirits.
And so it got to the point where they were having like paranormal situations on the studio that where it was happening. And I think like,
did anybody die?
Multiple people. Yeah. Not during the recording but, of like, the after? Movie. After. Yeah, like the girl that played the Exorcist, I think she died of an accident.
Dude.
And like. Other people as well.
Just talking about it makes me like anxious. Uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah. It's just like, yo.
Wait, lift the mic.
Don't play with the spirits, my people.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that.
Nah.
But speaking of being sensitive, like since I grew up with all these stories of my mom telling me, you know, like this and that happened. Like there would be this movement. And like I even remembered weird ass shit happening. Mm-hmm. That now that I'm an adult, I'm like, I'm aware that I'm kind of sensitive and I'm aware that like these things happen. And sometimes like I'll go into a store and like my stomach doesn't feel good. Like there's this specific store in the mall.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, there's like a Victoria's Secret store, and then next to it, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then next to it, there's kind of like a yoga. It has like yoga.
It's one of those spiritual stores. Like it has.
Yeah, it has like books and stones and bamboos and like a lot of like
spiritual cleansing and cleaning stuff. And
I wouldn't even call it cleansing because it has like Buddhas and.
Okay, so it's just like a spiritual.
Yeah, like I have a lot of yoga stuff. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. But, I remember going into the back of that store. I went in with mommy. And at one point, I'm like just like standing in the back of the store. And I was like, yo, I feel like I'm going to puke. Like, I feel so fucking dizzy. And I'm like, I don't feel good. I don't feel good.
You know what's crazy?
I don't feel good.
Those are actually signs of like that something's trying to possess you.
Stop it.
I've heard that massive headaches. Feeling nauseous, it's like those are demonic energies trying to get near you, but your body is like rejecting it.
Stop it.
So I've heard read on the internet, but that doesn't mean that it's real, because what you read on the internet,
it's most likely not real.
But you just don't know.
Well, like, and it's funny that you say that, because then like I was like, yo, like again, I was with mommy, so I'm like, I don't feel good, and mm-hmm. She's like, that's something that's trying to get a hold of you.
Oh, she said the same thing.
She said the same. You know how Hispanic moms are. Yo, so she's that's like, where I get it from. Shake it off. Like, shake off your, what is it? She told me, like, shake off yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, make a statement that you are, like, God's child and that nothing is, like, allowed to nothing has permission to touch you and yada, yada, yada.
Attach yourself to you.
And yeah. So I like, as I'm walking out, I'm like, you're not allowed to touch me. Like, this is my body. You're not welcome, blah, blah, blah. But I spent the rest of the day, like, uncomfortable until we left the mall. Mm-hmm. And then now, like, whenever I see that store, like, I go on the other side.
Carla's like, no, and I'm not with the shits.
Nope. And then you want to know what's something funny, too, is that the last time I went into the store recently mm-hmm. was, like, I went this year. I went with my friend, Hito. And
shout out the guys.
No, it was Hito and, like, his friend. I can't remember her name. But we went to, and she's like, oh, I never feel anything. Hito's like, me neither. Carla be the one who get possessed. And I was like, haha, thanks. So I was like, YOLO, why not? Let's go into the store. Like, what's the worst that can happen? I can get a headache.
Okay.
But I was like, I don't like that store. And, like, I, like, dipped in, but I didn't go all the way through into the store. Mm-hmm. And the girl's like, I never really feel anything. Minutes pass and I'm like, I feel kind of woozy, but like I don't like feel that bad. Mm-hmm. And then I think we ate something, and after that she was like, yo, Hito, can you take me home because I feel sick. She had to go home with a fever right after, and I was like, oh,
dun, dun, dun.
I don't know, every time you go into that store
something, I don't know, maybe something, yeah, maybe yeah. There is something in there, or yeah, someone, so- or an artifact.
I have a theory that, like, I feel like those items are, like, absorb and contain energy. So if you have a lot of people that are touching them and leaving their energy positive or negative behind, then maybe, like, it's just all contained there. And if you go, it's, like, gonna bombard you.
That's, you know what? That's what I felt like at the thrift store. Mm. I felt that a lot of those old antique items mm-hmm. all had energies still left over mm-hmm. and they were clashing.
Yeah, like it's too much.
It's just weird sometimes.
Yeah, it makes me, the thrift store though, it makes me uncomfortable. There's certain things that you look at, like there was a girl, little, remember the redhead?
We went to
Salvation Army, that's what it was.
No,
red hair little girl painting that, like, the colors were kind of like
they were really muted.
Yeah, it was like browns and like
browns,
oranges.
Yeah, like her dress wasn't like a clean white. It had like a yellowish tone to it.
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
it was like a little dirty,
but it was
she just had this creepy, like, the way the artist composed it and the way her head was tilted.
And you know what it is, trippy. it's one of those like paintings that you look at it and I'm like, I can see the floral couch, like I can see the mantles, I can see how old this painting is, and definitely, like the room definitely. That like the people that, would yeah, place it
that
in.
That thing used to inhabit and like you shit.
And the thing is, like, we don't even know if this is a dead girl anymore. Like, back in the day, they didn't have cameras, so they would make paintings of people, and that's how you would see yourself, which is why a lot of old pictures are serious, is because you only get rich people would get paintings, and if you were like middle class, you get like once in a lifetime, maybe two. So you want to make sure to conserve like your family picture, so you look serious.
You want to make sure that it's not something goofy.
So when you look at these paintings, you're like, is this person alive? Is this person dead? Like, yeah. how old is this?
Yeah, or did this person have a good life? Were they tortured?
Yeah, were they abused? Like,
what kind of shit? You know, what kind of stuff was going on? It's weird.
Yeah. We're starting this podcast a little heavy, so.
Nah, but it's just our, I don't know. See, I'm like I think I told you today, I'm a strong believer that energy is created and never destroyed.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me that.
So positive energy and negative energy. And, you know, I feel like it always lingers in objects and toys, dolls, paintings.
I fucking hate dolls.
Those are all places that...
Can we talk about that, too? That fucking vintage store had... It was like the... You go in the right side, just like this shelf full of porcelain dolls.
Can we talk about...
And I was like, the clown?
The clown?
There was a clown mirror.
Dude.
No.
Hand-carved clown mirror.
No.
It wasn't even manufactured. It was somebody took their time out to hand-carve a clown head.
Fuck no.
With the tie.
It was literally like where the head would be is empty, and then a tie on the bottom.
Bro, weirdest shit in the world. And I think it had like the red nose towards the top of the mirror.
Oh, I remember that. Ugh.
I think the shit that fucked me up the most was we found an Annabelle painting.
Oh my god, yeah.
And Carla just reminded me how fucking creepy Annabelle is.
Well,
because Shuddy had the little square nose. Not even square, it was a triangle, the same tones as the other painting where it was like dirty reds, and it just felt old and creepy looking.
Well, like taking a step back, like when you think of Annabelle the movie, it's not like that cracked porcelain doll image. The real doll was a Raggedy Ann doll, which was like
old rag dolls made out of like, I think it's just regular
cloth, fabric.
Cloth and just cotton.
Yeah. And so the original is like has like a red hair and red a triangle hair, nose.
White face, yep.
And so there was a painting that looked like it had the exact same doll. And
it was definitely the same exact doll. It was like a reference. But I feel like that doll is like...
I feel like it was generic. Like,
yeah.
The one in the movie was probably like
designed.
Haunted. No, the one in the movie like... I guess the original is probably haunted, but I can only imagine like thousands of kids around the world that had
a similar doll that's not haunted.
Yeah.
That doesn't contain an evil fucking spirit that wants to kill you.
Great.
I'm going to just keep it blunt. Like, this shit real.
Yeah.
All right. I'm laughing because we just went on a... We literally went on a random rant.
Well, like, there's just like so much spiritual shit that like... goes with this stuff, and I feel like a lot of it comes from the way that we grew up, and like, dude, I grew up here seeing my mom doing those cleanses. I feel like she had to learn a lot with me, because apparently I saw a lot of shit when I was a child. Mm-hmm. And she also studied to be a esthetician, so she worked with bodies and energies and positive things. So she's always been a huge believer, and she would talk to me about like, she was never scared to talk to me. That was the creepiest squeak.
I know, the little squeak.
That was the mic, guys. And she was always like, just...
Somebody's going to be like, yo, the episode's haunted.
Honestly. Honestly. And so someone was talking about... You see, now I lost my train of thought. Wait.
Your mom, her working with...
And like, I feel like we grow up with them telling us, like, don't do this.
Don't do that.
Like, the same way that they tell us, don't touch a candle, you're going to get burnt. My mom was also like...
Yeah, don't play with that.
Don't, like, be looking at yourself in the mirror too long. Because, like, the same thing about, like, the mirrors being a portal, where the first place, my childhood home, my mom's room had a mirror attached to the back of her door that was there before we even moved. Like, someone nailed it to the door. Mm-hmm. And she, we, like, I remember being little and my mom would make me sleep with her because she was scared that, like, something might happen to me, like, spiritually or something like that. Because something like she would see mirror. Shadows, like, going in and out of the mirror. And she didn't like that shit. So she didn't want to leave me alone, like, defenseless type of thing. And I don't know, that my childhood at home was, like, fucking
bro.
Weird.
See, it's creepy.
I just remember all these things. And her being like, don't do this, don't do that. Like, she'd cleanse and, like, she'd put mm-hmm. stuff, like, pa mapial to, like, make sure that the house was clean and, like, never fuck with a Ouija board. Like, never do these don't things. Don't
play with any of that stuff. That's... See, you...
Because there's consequences to anything spiritual.
You have me reminiscing. Yo, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. I picked up this habit of praying.
Yeah.
And I would pray to God and I'd ask him, hey, tonight send me an angel to each one of my windows and safeguard me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what fear. I had this irrational fear of demons.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was because I felt them maybe mm-hmm. like pursuing me.
Mm-hmm.
But there was always this little irrational fear. And even growing up as a kid, I'd had little moments where things would move. And I couldn't fucking, like, logically come up with a reasonable explanation as to how this got from point A to point B.
Ugh.
And even today, as a grown-up, I'll have little moments like that in my room. My room has a lot of bullshit. So yeah, sometimes I'll set something up a certain way. I'm a big guy. So I say I walk around in the room and jump. Sometimes you'll have things that start to slowly drop.
Yeah.
And halfway through me doing something, I'll have a piece of paper fly down.
I fucking hate that.
Bro, and I'll be tweaking. I start, like, looking around. I'm like, yo, how the fuck did that shit fall down? And I start, my investigator mind starts working. Well, if I left this here and I moved this here earlier, nah, this is what happened, right? And then every now and then I get those moments where I'm like, yo, I don't know how that moved. I'm not even going to give that shit any time. I'm going to just keep it pushing.
I feel like when I was a teenager, I had more questions because when I was in high school, because I used to have a lot of weird fucking dreams.
What was that?
That was like my heater.
Yo, you see, and it's always little random things like that.
Well, people always say, like, you know, when you, like, watch horror movies and then suddenly everything's fucking suspicious.
Everything's suspect, bro. When the wind hits and then your windows creak. Yo, what was that?
Yeah, that's the heater.
I know it's the heater.
Silly boy. The heater's, like, trying to scare you on purpose. The
heater's whistling.
But yeah, so, like, we'll definitely, this is one of those topics that, like, we grew up listening to a lot. Our families will talk about it, but not, like, with other families. I feel like my tias give each other, like, advice. It's like, pon canela, que se yo, with this, blah, blah, blah.
Just how you were saying your mom would do cleanses. My yeah. mom to this day, whenever she feels, like, the house heavy,
mm-hmm.
she'll grab certain elixirs, she'll mix up some stuff.
Yeah.
And she'll mop the whole house, she'll clean everything, clean up the mirrors. Yeah, my mom does the same. She sets on, like, Ancanfor.
Ancanfor, oh my god, that's just good.
In the front of the house, in, like, mm-hmm. a thing of water.
Mm-hmm.
And the water is there to collect the energy.
Well, do we want to explain what Ancanfor
is? You know what? Yeah, let's break that down to people. Just because it is something that's, I feel like it's heavy in our culture.
Yo, my mom will put it in the car. I'm currently, like, Googling what the English translation would be. Ancanfor.
I think it's called camphor. Go up.
Someone Googled translate Ancanfor in English.
Hold on.
Camphor?
Hit the little thing. The pronunciation, but oh no, because we're recording, so it won't pronounce it.
Camphor.
So,
but, like, I don't know if that's the right thing.
Like, no, I feel like that's it.
Images.
Yeah. Camphor, yeah. Premium camphor blocks.
That is so
That's
weird.
What it's called?
Camphor. Okay, 8 incredible benefits of camphor.
Let's read this.
Camphor. Ancanfor. So, apparently, it's known as a cinnamon. It is a translucent...
Cinnamon
white solid which has a piquant smell and sour taste, though some people quite like its mental, like, nose tingling fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
It's obtained from a bark of the tree of cinnamon camphora, and only 50 years old trees produce this waxy substance, which is used which produces the camphor oil.
Okay.
The process is distillation. I don't think nobody cares about this. So basically, it like comes from a tree and it helps with if you have pain, swelling, skin rashes. Yep. Nail fungus.
There you go.
I love how we're both like, dude, nail fungus.
Nail fungus. Get your toe fungus out of here, boy.
Treat eczema, helps induce sleep, which definitely like I feel like my mom would put in the room, dude, for that
definitely,
smell.
Definitely for that.
Treats cold and cough. It kind of reminds me of Biboru.
It's definitely
vapor rub.
It's definitely the derivative.
Promotes hair growth and blah blah blah.
It's a home remedy for lice. So if you got that lice, you know what I mean?
I feel like, and even like now knowing that it comes from a tree, that, it makes a lot of sense. Like my mom would put it in the car to like keep like certain bugs away,
that's funny.
In the house for like good energy, and like cleanse like.
Cleanse, yo, yeah. So I feel like it's like the old country stuff, like where they, I don't know if they like actually have a science behind using certain things,
mm-hmm.
or if they just think like, yo, maybe if I mix this and this, this will happen.
Oh, my mom put it in water.
Like, that's how you're supposed to do it. You put it in water and you keep it in the front of the house.
Whoa.
Always when you come in, and then also that's why you want to keep a mirror in the front of your house. When people come in, mm-hmm. the mirror is supposed to like, take any bad energies and take them and bring them into the mirror.
I don't think that's a good thing. You donate that shit and whoever buys it, it's a jodido.
Well, I don't know if there's a way to cleanse the mirror, but it's so like that. It's so that the spirits only dwell there, and they don't go past into your house. At least that's my understanding of it. I don't know.
Like, I see that being true, but also, like, it's kind of, like, scary that you just leave everything in a mirror, if that makes sense.
But think about it. I mean, I guess the only thing that'll release those spirits is you breaking the mirror, right?
But then...
That's why when you break a mirror, you quote-unquote get bad luck.
I never made that relationship, but that actually makes sense.
Well, when you put it together, whatever's contained in that mirror, if you're the one that breaks it, that's you. You feel me? Like, now you have to deal with that. I don't know the word, but shit, you got a problem on your hands, basically, cuz.
Oh my god. No, but, right. Well, like, what I was gonna say is, you know how, okay, so whoever knows about Lorraine and Ed Warren, they're the ones who, if you've watched any of the Conjuring Universe movies, they were, like, investigators from the, 60s, 70s?
Mm-hmm.
Paranormal investigators, and so they keep a basement with haunted items,
mm-hmm.
and they don't break them or destroy them or burn them or get rid of them, and their explanation for it is because if you want to keep the spirit trapped, well, like if you break the vase,
you break the seal,
so like it can like be free and like attach itself to another person or another object. So instead of allowing it to get attached to someone else, they just leave it where it is. And, like, they had some, like, specific actions or rituals that where they had, like, a priest come and, like, throw holy water at the items to control and to keep it controlled.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those movies happen for a reason. It's because, like, if you have someone fucking with things that they don't understand, then, like, they're free to do and like as they please.
Yeah,
and exactly. Those things have consequences. So
that's a funny fact.
But yeah, so
hold on, nah, that was just a lot. I feel like we just unloaded a lot.
Yeah, well, like I don't know, paranormal, like topics and objects, and obviously being what the fuck Latinx.
Yeah.
I hope that we can either get your guys' stories at whatthefucklatinx@gmail.com.
Yes, everybody.
Or we would just love to read them in the air.
Even DM us on the Instagram, whatthefuck, I believe, whatthefuck_Latinx?
No,
what the, just straight Latinx.
WTF. Latinx.
But definitely give us like your experiences. If you guys
or DM us on Twitter as well, and like we'll read your stories in the air.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Paranormal shit is my shit. And so another thing too is like we all grew up with these stories and these warnings about And it makes me wonder too, because where do these stories come from for us? Is like, is it like from our Native Americans? Like right now I'm thinking of, like,
you know what? Yeah, because I feel like the natives are really in tune to
like the spiritual
earth,
yeah,
to the earth and just to everything.
Because like the first thing that I thought of is like when you think of stories like La Llorona, which is the story is like basically like a Native American, a Mexican Native American female. Was with a like Spanish conquistador type of guy,
colonizer and all that.
And she was beautiful. They were together, and then they had children, and then
three boys.
How do you know it was boys?
All right, they had three children.
Yeah, like every country has a different amount and like a different sex. So I'm like,
I always thought it was boys, but
I don't know. I thought it was two kids.
I thought it's definitely three.
How do you know? Were you there?
You know what? The internet, man. Can't trust everything you read.
I know. That's true. So, like, she had kids. I don't know how many. I don't know if it was plural.
Okay. But definitely kids, though.
At some point, and so, like, this is where the legend versus the truth starts, like, becoming fuzzy, because it is rumored that either he left her for a Spanish lady that was supposed to be of his status, and as, like, in her suffering, killed the kids on accident, or like he took the kids with him to marry the Spanish lady, and like before she took them, she killed them or something like that. Like there's multiple versions of that story.
I think the version I've heard is where she drowns herself and the kids in like a river.
Yeah. Or like a
body of water. Yeah.
But like even like thinking about that, like that legend that all of like our Latin countries or Spanish speaking countries have heard somewhat some way is a Native American.
No, definitely. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, it harkens back to like
kind of like legend
to older times. Yeah.
So it makes me wonder if all of these stories that we continue to tell generations down comes from that root of like warning against evil and spirits and this kind of stuff.
It's spooky because I've realized that a lot of the Dominican stories that I hear, creepy things always happen in the old country where...
Bro, my mom has things, so many alien movies from Dominican Republic, and I'm just like, I don't know.
I just had a whole flashback. So me and the stepfather were having a conversation about legends. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I'm like, yo, what's a Dominican folklore that you have? He's like, I think he's from like Tenare. And there's like this little strip of road, like a dirt road.
Let me guess. Is there someone that gets in the car?
The lady from the car.
I have one like that too.
So lady dies on this road, and apparently every now and then, somebody random, she'll pop up hitchhiking, and people.
Yeah. So hitchhiking. Sorry, guys.
No. So whatever. So people.
Wait. Like technical difficulties. Keep going. It'll help me for when I'm done editing.
Yeah. All right. So the lady will end up on the side of the road, and she'll be hitchhiking, regular lady. And he told me that there's been multiple people that he knows that they've picked up this lady, beautiful woman apparently, and they'll take her to her destination. And I guess her destination that day, the day that she died, was her house. So they end up taking her to her house.
That's so specific.
And I guess at some point during the ride, she just disappears and she leaves the car and you don't know where the hell she's going.
So this is the story that I know. So I remember literally being in third grade. Mm-hmm. Someone told me this when I was like 8. And which, can we talk about how all these legends are for children, which is kind of fucked up? It's like the blood and they disappear
El Cuco.
And like, I'm a child. Like stop.
Yo, stop talking about all this crazy.
But
yo, these stories be rated R too.
Yeah, like they're fucked up.
Like decapitation.
But stop. The story that I remember that someone told me was like there was this girl that, I guess she was killed walking home or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so there will be a taxi driver that goes by the cemetery and he'll pick a younger girl up or a young guy, who's like, oh, what are you doing like in the cemetery? Like this is dangerous. Like you need to go home. So she'll be like, yeah, I'm going home to this direction. No, wait, let me back up. There'll be this guy, I just remember now, who will meet this girl at a party, and they'll have fun, and they'll talk, and blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of the night, he's like, I don't want you to walk alone at night because it could be dangerous, mm-hmm. so, like, I'll drop you off at home. And so she's like, yeah, okay. And then he'll, like, either she sits in the back or they'll talk in the car, and he's like, where are you going? She'll give him the direction to the cemetery. And so once he's arriving there, he asks her, why do you want me to leave you here? And when he turns around, she's not there anymore. Jeez. And so later on, I think the way that the story ends is that he basically, like, finds out later her tomb and mm-hmm. realizes that she was dead the whole time. So she wasn't really even at the party because she was dead.
That's bugged out.
So he just saw a ghost and brought her to the cemetery.
That is a bug. The
fuck. So I remember a story, something like that.
Now, is that like, damn, is that him bringing her to a final resting place?
I guess.
Maybe.
Question mark?
I don't know. That's just spooky.
But it, again, like, it shows how we all have, like, the creepy girl that gets in the car and disappears. But, like, we all have our different versions of it.
Yeah, it's all different situations. So it's like, the way he broke it down to me, this lady died in a car crash on that road. And it, the way I rationalize it, like, looking at it from a spiritual level, she's still on this earth, still trying to make it home. And that's it.
With the girl, I think, like, it might have been that she might have died going home. Mm-hmm. So then she was still trying to get, a ride home because she never made it home.
That's crazy.
So, like, she'll keep going on the same path again and again. But, yeah. Do you want to say your quick story before?
So I was looking at different, like ghost stories. Mm-hmm. And I found a bunch of the old ones, the similar ones that we all know and grew up on. At least here in the Latin, in my household, not even the Latin household, just mine. We had El Cuco. Mm-hmm. My mom, these were stories that I would get before I went to sleep.
That's disgusting.
My mom would sit down and talk to me about El Cuco. Now, if you don't know who the Cuco is, it's basically the boogeyman. And they have a bunch of different names for him. They get El Viejo del Saco, El Saco Man.
Wow.
And for some reason, like every other creature, this dude likes to target kids.
Fucking disgusting.
And it's funny because it's like El Cuco's almost used to drive the fear of God in you. Yeah. If you're doing something wrong, El Cuco te va a comer. If you don't want to go to sleep on time, El Cuco's going to get you. Yo, oh, you're misbehaving? Let me call the Cuco. It's like your parents threaten you with a demon. It's like, yo, I'm going to summon this demon to come fuck with you.
Yeah. It almost reminds me of, like, those religious aspects of, like, obey your parents. And if you don't obey them, like, there shall be a consequence. And, like, El Cuco is the consequence. Keep going.
It's funny. So when I'm reading the legend, mm-hmm. it says that Spanish legend has it that El Cuco is some gentleman named Francisco Ortega.
Oh, where are you reading this from?
This is from R.E. Mezcal.
La remezcla
on the internet.
You're not good at this.
No, because I did not want to butcher the name.
Remezcla?
Dude, I was definitely gonna butcher that.
Oh my god. Okay, keep going.
But now, so whatever. So at the beginning of the 20th century, mm-hmm. Ortega was so desperate to find a cure for his tuberculosis that he visited a curandera.
Okay.
So do you want to break down what a curandera is to people? I feel like you can break it down better than I can.
I can. I'm looking for the right words though. A curandera is like a healer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even, like, going back to that, like, Native American aspect of it, and when I say Native American, I don't mean, like, American, like, U.S. Native American, but obviously every country has their own native, like, tribes. Mm-hmm. So, like, we had, in Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic, we had the, oh my god, my brain's freezing, Indios Taíno.
Yeah.
Taíno Indians. But in throughout the world, like, we all had, like, different behaviors and different beliefs and our natives had different beliefs and different gods. So, like, for, like, the Indios Taínos, they would have a healer, And who would also like help with like religious aspects, and you would go to the healer if like for giving birth
and different things, but they would also help with spiritual manners and things of that nature.
Yeah. So it's actually pretty cool because when you really think about it, like the Indio Tainos had a lot of religious cult, like traditions that even included like smoking weed.
Yo, you know what's crazy? So, damn, I don't like to get into religion, but I've recently read a lot of articles and watched a couple videos stating that a lot of the visions that the individuals in the Bibles were having were because they were oof, I'm sorry, they were drinking teas and elixirs that had psychedelic properties in them.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that's how they were coming to these visions of, yo, God told me to do this.
And they have multiple gods
too. Yeah. And it's bugged out to think like, yo, a lot of these spirituality books are probably all written off of somebody that was gone off of some natural herb, some ayahuasca, some natural mushrooms, and they're
natural, and they would use it in that mindset. Like, it's just them living in this space.
Yeah, colonization. Exactly. So it's bugged out to think that maybe that a lot of these ideas were probably formed by people just off of psychedelics, just kind of channeling different a new energy.
I just think that's just funny. Okay, wait. I have the cheese were advised by priest healers, known as Boikes, and so that there was always that relationship between the leader of the natives and the healers.
No, so we're talking about the curanderos, right?
Yeah, the healers are the curanderos.
Okay.
But like in our native cultures, there would always be a relationship between the chief and the healer. They would work together to make sure that they were following what the native gods wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little fun fact that I just Googled at Wikipedia. So
gang. Bow. All right, so let me finish the story off because it starts to get a little trippy.
Okay.
So apparently the healer told him to y'all ready for this? Mm-hmm. He was told that he had to drink the blood of children.
That's disgusting.
So apparently he ends up kidnapping this young 7-year-old boy.
What?
By the name of Bernardo. And that's where it ends. But you can use your
that's what happened.
But you can use your imagination.
Oh no.
So that's the story. But as long as I've grown up, the boogeyman, the cuckoo, has always just been like,
actually,
it's been a scare tactic. It's always been like,
that makes a lot of sense to me though now. And you know why? It's because, what was it? You know, like movies like the Texas Range, Chainsaw Massacre. So there's like all these movies and all these stories always have a little bit of truth to them. And it'll be like, oh, there was like a killer was it Texas? Like there was, I can't remember what state it was, that would go to Lover's Lane and like cause the situations and to not say literally, like attack its victims or whatever.
Yeah.
And like that's where like this like stories come from. It's like a warning of like, you know, that happened 10 years ago and you don't go there at this time of year, so that won't happen to you. And so the cuckoo is probably just like another legend that's like,
no,
parents being like, behave or that's still fucked though.
It's like, behave or this might happen to you.
You're going
like,
to get kidnapped.
Like, yo, this really did happen. This dude really did kidnap some kids. And
yeah,
he might still be lingering around because no one ever caught him.
Oh.
But we don't know if he ever got caught.
Oh.
It's almost like a serial killer or a...
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, basically. That's what I'm like, oh, that's so fucked up.
That shit is fucked.
Okay. This episode is sponsored by Help. That's not a real company. Don't sue us, please.
All right. So I have another one.
Okay.
This one I've never heard of. It's called La Luz Mala.
I've never heard of that.
So
one
Luz Mala is a folklore myth from the Guacho.
Okay.
Guacho era. It's not so it's not an actual character, but it's like basically a fluorescent beam that shines a few feet above the ground during the night. This almost sounds like aliens.
It sounds like because it's a beam. I was thinking if it's like a ball of light, then wouldn't it be like
orbs, like spirit orbs and stuff like that?
I think so. So the first time it was ever seen was in Argentina in Uruguay.
Uruguay.
And it was over
Uruguay. Uruguay.
All right, you got that. I ain't even gonna say it no more. So they saw it over the horizon of the dry hills. And the people that saw it immediately said that those are like lost souls.
Damn.
People that hadn't received their baptisms, people that was just lost in life, basically. And it's crazy because supposedly there's like a deadly let me see. Hold on. So apparently, if you interact with the light,
mm-hmm.
there's different things that can happen to you. I guess there are lethal consequences that come with it.
Consequences.
There's like a deadly gas that comes from the beam.
Fuck. What is wrong with us?
Yo. Apparently, there's also a short documentary about it called La Luz Mala.
Well, we're gonna watch that now.
I don't know about that one. That one caught me off guard. I don't even know how to take that in. I feel like I need more information.
Okay. So, like we started saying before, I don't like porcelain dolls or dolls in general. Like, I played with Barbie dolls when I was little. But why did we have fucking porcelain dolls? Like, I just don't like their beady eyes. They're fucking staring at you. Bro. It's fucking creepy.
They have like this matte colored skin. Ugh. They're always like, they look dry and pale and lifeless.
That's the thing. It's the lifelessness.
That's what gets to me. Is like that they look so lifeless. They have these little beady eyes. These hand painted like lips. And so my mother had a doll collection.
Oh no.
And it was literally a doll collection of like porcelain dolls.
My tia's neighbors, like she lived on the second floor. They're her first floor neighbors. Mm-hmm. When you open the door, they had one of those glass cases filled with like just like their collection of dolls. And I was like, no. Like, I think they just did it on purpose so no one will go in. Because I'm like, bro, I'm not stepping in there with those dolls. Bro,
the creepiest thing,
mm-hmm.
my mother would talk to some of her dolls.
Oh no.
She would have conversations with them. And you know what? I think it was just her being playful because my mom is playful.
Yeah.
And she'd like call her like, oh, this is my niña, la 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 la. It's my beautiful daughter. Like, oh, my little dog.
God, no.
And like looking back at it as an adult, I'm like, yo, ma, you was tweaking. I don't know if she was trying to mess with me.
It could have been.
And she thought it was funny. Cause yeah. I'd obviously give her the look, like, yo, you're fucking weird. Like, what are you talking about? So you know when you give that reaction, your parents are like, oh, you don't like
they
that?
They like to.
They thrive. Fuck with they thrive you, yeah. off of just fucking with you. So it's just like I got
hope
you.
For that.
So yeah, that I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But I don't think she doesn't talk to them anymore. She doesn't mess around like that. I think she doesn't.
And she was definitely trying to fuck.
So
with
I think
her.
She was just fucking with me as a kid. But she definitely had that doll collection that was creepy as shit.
I don't like dolls. I've never have like. I don't know. I had, like, plastic dolls, but, like, porcelain dolls are, like, I feel like they're a whole nother ball game. And if you go on eBay and write a cursed or haunted doll.
Yo, you can actually find a bunch.
There's an extension of people who are, like, I bought this thinking it wasn't real. Please, someone buy it. I don't want it in my house anymore. And I'm, like, welp.
Well, bud, you fucked up.
I'm, like, I can't help you there. So, there is this really interesting thing happening in Mexico, which is called La Isla de las Muñecas, or the Island of Dolls. And it's literally just this small island filled with dolls everywhere, hanging from trees on the floor on this tiny wood house that has become, I don't want to say like a touristic, not icon, but like place people like to visit just because it looks so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rumored to be haunted. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say. Because, yo, when I saw the pictures of what Carla had found online.
Yo.
Bro.
It looks like a horror movie.
You guys, no, it is a horror movie. You guys have to Google this so you can like visually get this visual. Well, you have old decrepit dolls just kind of deteriorating.
Broken eyes.
Spider webs. Bro, they're hanging from trees.
And they look like they're reaching out.
And some of these look like.
There's even Elmos. It's not like they're all.
But you got a creepy Elmo. Dirty.
Next to a baby.
Next to a baby. There's like a boat.
Look. I don't know.
Bro, they're everywhere.
So, it says over 50 years ago, Don Julian Santana moved to the island in the Xochimilco canals. And the rumor is that a young girl drowned in the lake. And okay. So, while most others, including his relatives, say that he probably imagined the drowned girl, he has devoted his life to honoring her lost soul in a unique and fascinating way. So, basically, he collects and hangs hundreds of dolls throughout the years, because always it's been 50 years ago. It's been 50 years. So, throughout the years, he still lives there to this day. Like, he's still alive there. Yeah, like, I remember seeing not in the documentary, but, what is it? Paranormal Unsolved or Mystery Unsolved or something like that on YouTube, where some guys went to visit, and he's still doing it to this day. He says he'll find dolls in the river that he believes that her spirit sends to him, and he hangs them. And he continues to hang them to this day.
Yo, I'm beyond speechless right now. My head's, my people.
So,
like, I don't know how to feel about this.
He's devoted his life to honoring her soul, and he collects the dolls by the hundreds. Eventually, he's transformed the entire island into this doll-infested wonderland, and he's collected it from trash in the island. So, like, the trash, if, like, people throw stuff into the river.
Okay, that makes sense.
It'll, like, eventually make it to that area. Yeah, it'll make it to that area.
Damn, so that's funny, because he's just geographically in a place that collects trash.
Yeah.
And, of course, dolls will end up there, among other things.
Yeah. It's that he is also said to have traded, produced. He grew to locals for more dolls. So maybe locals bring him.
Okay,
more dolls.
So he's actively, he's known as the doll guy.
Yeah.
So,
he did not clean them up or attempt to fix them. So as he finds them broken or dirty or however he gets his hands on them, that's how he'll hang them. If they have missing eyes, missing limbs. Oh, fuck. Forget about what I said about him being alive.
nah, but you gotta read that, because okay. that's kind of creepy.
Also, by the way, my sources are Wikipedia and atlasobscura.com. If you guys want to know more about it,
yeah. If you guys like, definitely take the initiative, yo. If any of this stuff interests you,
yeah,
and just do the research too, because we just find a lot of this
really
stuff online.
Interesting, though.
It's crazy. It's crazy what you'll find on Google.
But you gonna.
I'm hogging the mic. You feel me? What's up, people?
No. you don't let me talk. Bro.
Yo, fine.
And yeah. So, however he finds them is how he hangs them. So if it's missing an eye, if it's missing an arm, if it's missing, like, whatever, it's still going up on the tree or like as decoration. And so he kept his cabin filled with dolls and dresses and, like, all this creepiest stuff. And even though it scared most people, he saw the dolls as beautiful protectors of the island.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like the dolls are protecting the girl's soul to him. And I remember seeing the interview, like, the interview that they were doing to him, where he said that he just felt... like, he couldn't leave. Well, you know what? Now I'm going to have to go back and watch the video, because I think maybe the person that's left in the island may not be him, but his nephew.
Might be a relative, yeah?
Yeah, that's, like, continuing the tradition. And so when they were interviewing him, whoever's currently at the island, because that was, like, last year, they were talking about how they felt compelled to do that, and they felt like they couldn't leave. And so they're like, I don't know if it's, like, my uncle's, like, soul or if it's, like, the little girl's soul. But, like, I feel like I need to continue to honor her through these dolls. And they protect her. So, fucking
it's
gross.
It's crazy that they found him drowned.
I was getting to that.
Were you really?
Yes. I'm here.
Oh. Okay.
Despite the fact that I live... It was my next sentence,
okay,
Pichardo.
Okay, no, I'll let you finish that. I'll let you finish that. You can hold that. That's all you.
Okay. Literally, look at where I'm at.
Okay.
Silly boy. They welcome visitors to this day, and
It looks like a creepy tourist attraction.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And they do charge a small fee for taking pictures.
I almost wonder if, cause I'm always real skeptical of stuff, so I almost wonder if like maybe this was like a fake story that these
to bring more people.
Yeah, to bring people onto the island.
I think the island isn't like a big island. It's like a little piece of land, and no, there's nothing like.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I feel like this dude. This is all he has or had, right? Mm-hmm. So he probably had a genius idea. Think about this. Like, yo, if I create this crazy mystical folklore around this.
But people are too scared to go. He doesn't have visitors. Like, it's not. It's a tourist attraction now after 50 years. But this isn't something that you would do on purpose like that. Mm.
Mm. I don't know. See. All right.
Okay. So the next a piece of information is that in 2001, Don Julian Santana was found drowned in the same area in which he is believed that the little girl had died.
Dun, dun, dun. That's crazy.
Yeah, you already snitched us. So I'm like, it doesn't have that effect.
Yes, it does. It still has the same effect.
I just think it's scary.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
So just to even like.
And so this canal is 17th miles south from the center of Mexico City. Mm-hmm. The way that people kind of like get there is from El Embarcadero Cuemanco. And it's a four hour round trip.
All right. Maybe I lied. My theory is debunked real quick. Ain't nobody taking a 4 hour trip.
Yo, you're going to go from Mexico City on a canal for 4 hours to go to this island to just stand there and take a selfie and then leave because there's nothing else to do. There's no food. There's nothing like that.
It's just an island full of creepy ass dolls.
Yeah, there's like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. And so it's 1,400 Mexican pesos, which is the equivalent of 75 U.S. dollars.
Damn, that's
so you're paying $75 to stand there and take a selfie with ghosts.
But yo, what if they show up in the pictures though?
No, I don't. Not no. Keep her away from me. No.
Mess with you. That to me is crazy, bro. The fact that like it's 17 miles south of Mexico City, and it costs you $75 to get there. It doesn't really seem that appealing to me. I don't think.
Me neither.
I don't know. Just like looking at the pictures, it looks cool. It looks like a good Netflix special, like a Netflix movie or whatever. A good place to shoot something creepy, but
it does. I feel like I agree with that. I feel like it's a good place for a movie. They have their own website. IslaDeLasMuñecas.com. Let's see what this is. If you go in there, you can see what the legend says, that a girl has been found drowned by mysterious circumstances many years ago, and her body was found on the island, which is why people think that the dolls are possessed by her spirit.
There's so many questions though, like why was this little girl on the island? Who is this guy like on this island? Is he taking care of the island? Are there other people inhabiting this island?
He was married with a kid, so why would he stay in this island when he had a family waiting for him? I don't know.
Like, there's so many questions. It's crazy.
This is one of those things that I'm just like, we feel compelled, and I feel like maybe because of the way he sees the spiritual world, like he feels respect or maybe even fear leaving it. Because he keeps saying that he was commemorating her spirit, and maybe he felt like if he didn't, nobody else would.
That's a fact.
But at the same time, it's like,
it's creepy. It is super creepy. But I understand from like a spiritual standpoint, mm-hmm. to where, especially in Mexico, where I feel like spirits and things like that are respected to a high regard. Mm-hmm. Even like if you look at the movie Coco, like just that whole spirit afterlife realm. So just knowing some of that background info, I feel like it's plausible that this dude had an immense amount of respect for this little girl that may have not died on there. And just, you know, he put it on himself. He's like, yo, I want to take care of her spirit.
He did.
So, it's a little creepy, but.
Yeah. I feel like there's no way to bring this episode up. I feel like bummed out. It's scary. It's like, we have more questions than answers, and I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm like, I don't like it. Please stay safe.
Everybody watch out. Be careful what you buy. Don't be buying random shit. Don't buy random mirrors at the thrift store. FYI.
Why just mirrors? Don't buy dolls.
Don't buy dolls, mirrors, and any clothes that you get, make sure you wash them just to wash away any energy.
I'm going to Google something.
All right. Carla's going to do her Google search, and I'm just going to randomly rant to you guys. It's a random rant.
Is Cardi B going to have a documentary?
It's a random rant inside the random rant. Is Cardi B going to have a documentary?
Life Before Fame.
The question is, has Cardi B accomplished enough in her career?
Why are we talking about Cardi B after talking about Ghost?
It's a random rant.
That is true.
You feel me? There's no rules to this. But what are you Googling?
Like horoscope.
So I definitely like, I think we already said this, but I really want to encourage everybody that's listening. Yo, email us your ghost stories, little supernatural stuff that maybe you've experienced, among other things. But like I was saying, what was I saying?
Oh. Today's February 29, 2020. Is that, what horoscope is that?
No, I was definitely encouraging everybody, like I said, invite us. I mean, not invite us, but send us your stories. Definitely send us your stories. Email us. Talk to us. Let us know how you feel about this episode. What are traditions? What are things that you grew up knowing? What kind of
things you don't fuck with?
What are things that your parents would tell you before you went to sleep to fuck with you, just to make sure your little ass did not misbehave?
The trauma.
El cuco. Carla's over here doing some research.
Okay, found it. So, because this is ended as a bummer, I'm gonna read today's horoscope for this month's horoscope, which is I don't know, that was like fucking weird. So apparently from February 19 to March 20th, it is Pisces season. Therefore, Pisces, and get your horoscope
for and before Carla even reads the horoscope, just know that the horoscope's a fucking bummer too.
What the fuck, Pisces?
Read it.
You probably aren't feeling your best.
yo, I peeked over. I'm like, after you said, yo, the episode's been a bummer, I peeked over. First words I see are, no doubt your illness is. And I'm like, yup, this shit's a bummer too.
Wait, but I haven't done.
Let's read it.
No doubt your illness is a result of recent overindulgence. So all that ice cream you've been eating.
Facts.
You can't blame anyone but yourself for your crashing headache or queasy stomach.
Oof. You know what? No cap. I mean, I've eaten a lot of junk food.
Okay. Well, try not to take your bad mood out on the family.
I definitely yelled at one of my coworkers the other day.
Just ask them to close the curtains and shut the door. You will emerge in the early afternoon feeling a bit wobbly, but definitely on the mend.
Let's get it. All right. So it's not a complete bummer.
No, you made it sound worse than it is.
Now go down. What else is on there?
Hold on. I don't know. This thing.
Hold on.
Anyways, we're... Hey. Hi, guys. Thank you for staying this far along the podcast. Thank you for listening to What the Fuck Latinx.
Thank you guys for... No, seriously, though, thank you guys for all of the love and support you guys show. All of the followers and listeners from, like, random places like California. Ohio, shout out to my people in New Jersey. Shout out to my guys in New Hampshire.
You guys are listening to us all over the place. So, again, if you are interested in letting us know your paranormal or parent scary stories, emails at
whatthefucklatinx@gmail.com,
and see you guys next time.
Guys, take care. Have a blessed one. Watch out.
Good vibes and positive energy.
That's all we need. 2020, you heard? Yes, sir. Take care.
Keep all the negative, scary stuff away.